Thunder Media.
At the Canberra Festival of Speed, Cam Hill has brought his Matt Stone Racing supercar out to show your local hometown what that car is really like. Cam, what's it been like having a week in Canberra just promoting yourself and your team and racing?
It's been awesome. It's been sort of a long time in the works trying to put this together. I saw that the first round was going to be at Bathurst, and I thought, well, hey, that's not too far from home. So it's been awesome that MSR have helped me pull it together, and we've come down here and we've been doing a hell of a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of filming, a lot of promotions, and to finish off here at the Festival of Speed's been a lot of fun.
The build-up has been quite interesting, and coming off the back of one of the best weekends you've had since moving up to the supercars, it's probably not giving you much time to reflect on it.
Yeah, I know, it's been super busy, you know, 12-hour 500 and now a promotional tour all back-to-back-to-back. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I'm really pleased with how we've started the season. You know, the whole idea of doing 12 hours to get my eye in, and I think that sort of ticked the box, and we had a really strong start to the year, obviously, on Saturday. Sunday didn't go our way, but, you know, we're not going to let that get us down. I think we've got fast cars this year, and I've got the confidence to drive them fast. So it's looking really good.
Is there a big difference in the car this year, after all the parity and wind shear testing and all that sort of stuff, to what you felt last year?
Not really. It's pretty subtle. I think, we can feel that the cars probably have a bit more downforce. And that's probably something that I like anyway. You know, last year's cars, they certainly moved around a lot and they were very difficult to drive. And they still are. But, for whatever reason, I just felt really good at Bathurst on the weekend. And, you know, credit to the MSR guys. They've built two really fast cars.
Now, this week, following your socials, I've seen you at Melbourne Primary School, Canberra Airport, Majura Park Shopping Centre, and here at the Festival of Speed. What has that been like? And what's been the reaction? Have people been, like, genuinely surprised that there's a Canberran at this level of racing in Canberra?
A little bit, yeah. But one thing I am starting to probably notice a little bit is, you know, I probably do get approached a bit more, and people say, oh, you know, I saw the race on the weekend, you know, good job. So, it's really cool that, I guess, you know, the Canberra community is, I guess, starting to link me and to their town and obviously supercars. So, you know, hopefully I can keep doing them proud.
Well, whilst you're doing a lot of racing yourself this year, it'll start this year, what about your business with CHE Racing?
Yeah, it's been a busy start to the year as well. We've already had one state event. It was actually the same weekend as 12 Hours, so I had a crew down there. We've got another one the week before the Grand Prix, and then 6 hours is huge. You know, we've built another M2 Proddy car that's going to be raced by Dean Campbell and Cameron Crick. It debuted at Sandown earlier as well. We ran that and it won 3 out of its 4 races. So it's been very busy. I'm a bit tired, but I've got a bit of time now before the Grand Prix to recover.
We look forward to seeing you down the Grand Prix. Thanks for your time. But can you talk about the festival? What was it like just being able to get the car out onto, you know, what is an access road by all standards, and just give it a fang and the crowd reaction here today?
Yes, so I sort of figured I wasn't going to be able to set any lap records, so I tried my hand at doing a skid, and it turned out okay. It was well received, so it's awesome to give the local fans a taste of supercars. And you know, wouldn't it be good if we had a motorsport facility here that we could use all the time?
Well, that's the goal of many people that are coming here to the festival today. Cam, great to see you. Have a great time at the Grand Prix, and we'll be following you this year closely.
Thank you. Cheers.
Martin Tanti joins us once again, and after a hugely successful Festival of Speed Canberra, Martin, it must be a huge, huge relief to get the first one of the new era of the Festival of Speed under your belt.
Yeah, Craig. First of all, hi, mate, and thank you. Happy to be on, and it's been incredible. The turnout has definitely surpassed our expectations. The event went extremely smoothly, and I think everyone in Canberra was just blown away.
It certainly had a great atmosphere, a lot of cars, and people were, as I know, as I was coming into the venue in the early Saturday afternoon, the people who were already leaving had such huge smiles on their face, and and I just saw more smiles right throughout the entire night.
And yeah, and look, Saturday was an amazing. It was spectacular. And the night event with the cars running under the lights. You know, you've got over 100 supercars running at nighttime and cars that you never see. And I thought to myself at one point there, how are we going to back this up on Sunday? But then gates opened at 9 a.m. and even more people came in. So it just shows you that Canberra has an appetite for motorsport.
It certainly did demonstrate that over the weekend. Now, I know that you had some hopes of, you know, an attendance figure. Are you able to tell us what the total attendance is now and how much did that exceed expectations?
The attendance figure is still being calculated as we speak. There's a whole bunch of, you know, exhibitors and vendors and, you know, owners of vehicles that we need to take into account of things and calculate that way. I can say that each night was in excess of 6,000 plus for each night, Saturday and Sunday, sorry. And look, we knew it was going to be big. Did we think it was going to be that big? Probably not. So, yeah, look, we'll definitely back in 2025, bigger and better again.
And what are the lessons learned from the event? Because we saw so many different cars, and I must say that when we saw them going around the track, you were even making adjustments on the day itself.
Yeah, look, one of the biggest surprises for us was that the circuit was so functional and we didn't get anyone touching walls and no fender benders, and the people started to name corners of the circuit. It was like it became called the Monaco of Canberra, and people referred to the chicane as the Rascasse, and you know, the casino corner, and there was a real good vibe about the circuit going, and we were surprised, and it was a pleasant thing, and it was a really positive thing. Look, the team executed at Thoroughbred Park. They executed really excellent, and there was nothing that we could really have done to make it better on the night. Like, obviously, we have a debrief and we go over and we talk about improvements naturally from a first event. So, but as far as execution, it was on point, Craig. Yeah.
And it has been announced that 2025, you're returning and you have already got plans to make it bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, it has been. Look, I guess one of the feedbacks was that people wanted to get in and out the circuit faster. And look, we've already amended that. We'll be building a bridge that goes over the circuit so people can get easy access to the infield and to the paddock area as well. So we listen to what our patrons want and we listen to what our owners want. Back bigger and better in 2025. There'll be some slight circuit changes just so we can hear a bit more sounds. There'll be more additions of vehicles. We'll have more Formula One cars. We'll have more ranges of supercars. We'll have more, you know, celebrities, everything like that. I think one of the biggest standouts, Craig, I don't know if you noticed, but the commentary by Cam Sullings was fantastic.
Yeah, Cam, and he had a couple of guys, young guys, who are going through the University of Canberra assisting him, and they were, you know, really working hard to make sure everyone was understanding what was going on. And they did a heck of a lot of interviews right throughout the weekend.
Yeah, and you know yourself, by being a really, you know, a professional in this space yourself, Craig, and fantastic at what you do. You know what goes into it, and they've executed really, really well. Pit Lane Punters and Cam Sullings, and they really got the best out of the owners of the vehicles, the patrons, and, you know, people like myself and Peter, who aren't always behind cameras and speaking. So, yeah, fantastic.
We had BRM bring a whole host of open-wheeler cars. Matt Stone Racing committed with, of course, Canberra driver in Cam Hill. And I have to say, those guys did a fantastic job to give everyone a feel of what those cars were like, even under the limitations of a 500-metre circuit.
Yeah, Craig, and as you know, I've been in motorsport for a long, long time, and so have you. And the vision I had was, and that we had, was to showcase these vehicles as they are in the natural habitat. We want to see a V8 supercar as it would be on a circuit and a Formula One car as it would be on a circuit. We want to hear the sounds. We want to hear the braking. We want to hear the acceleration and the presence that they bring in. Matt Stone Racing, BRM, and Mark Rundell, Brenton Griggle, Cam Hill, and Slade, and also, you know, Matt Stone himself, they executed fantastically. It was just the show that they put on was memorizing. I've still got sounds of V8 supercars and Formula One cars going over in my head.
Well, Martin, it's been great to see how you and the team and Thoroughbred Park all worked together to put this on. And as I said, the feedback I was getting from the people who people I knew and people I didn't know was just absolutely positive. And I know they're all looking forward to what you are going to be able to do next year. And as you mentioned, you have got a lot of plans to get even more cars out onto the circuit.
Yeah, and look, Craig, thank you very much for the positive feedback, and it's been overwhelming. And look, I guess I'll end on hats off to the team at Thoroughbred Park and my business partner Peter Bukavgis. He's really been supportive, and we've all executed well. And let's bring on 2025.
Mm. One thing I did want to make sure we credit too is you had a whole host of officials, particularly the track officials, there waving flags right throughout the night. And was it a challenge to find officials for this event? Because as you mentioned to me last time we spoke, or after last time we spoke, it was actually not only Motorsport Australia accredited, but because of the Formula One car, it had FIA sanctioning as well.
Yeah, and look, hats go off to our event manager, Ellie Barbrin, for organising all that. She's a fantastic person in executing that and bringing the people together from that side of that aspect of the event. And the volunteers have been fantastic, Craig. And, you know, they love motorsport, and we both know how racing drivers and motorsport people can get when they see the red mist. So they've done well to keep everyone out of the barriers there.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think all the drivers, you know, like you said, you had professional drivers there in the racing cars, but the guys who got a chance to just give their own cars a fang, including that amazing Ford GT40, which just looked so good under lights, you know, they all drove with a lot of respect for the event and for their own equipment.
Yeah, and how it was incredible to see under lights the recreation of Le Mans 24 hour with the Ferrari P4 and the GT40 going tail to tail over a number of laps, just the two of them on the circuit, listening to the sounds. And it gives me goosebumps right now just thinking about what we've relived, and especially in Canberra under lights. And we've relived something from the 60s, and that was at Le Mans. That's probably not been done before in Australia, and hats off to everyone.
Well, as you mentioned, a lot of these cars now heading down to the Phillip Island Classic, and I am sure most all coming back next year to be part of the Festival of Speed Canberra 2025. Martin, thanks again for joining us on Inside Motorsport, and we look forward to speaking to you in the build-up of next year's event.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you very much, and I look forward to touching base again.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.